like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. All right, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Every week we broadcast sounds from Australia and Canada, two countries that I know a little bit about the musical history of and present. I mean, it gets harder and harder to keep up, let me tell you, with the amount of fantastic music that comes out. I do my best, but I'm really a big fan of music history, I guess, so I like to play some old music always up front, as a rule. And this year I'm trying to discipline myself to play more older Canadian music because it's stuff I don't know as well. And it's great to do the research and to hunt around and find out where, you know, what are the roots of the current sound in Canada, or, you know, particularly different labels fostered a sound. And of course, the Mint Records, great label here in Vancouver, fostered a sound that many people at the time called cardlecore, which is a really, really fantastic sort of positive energy, three chord kind of punk rock with a bit of a 60s guitar sound, I guess, and as exemplified by the band Cub. And I wanted to play a couple of Cub songs because I just had a chance run-in with one of the members of this band who is in town currently. Randy Iwata was right here at the station. And it was a pleasure to meet her because her band is held in such high regard as part of the Mint Records roster and starting, I guess, the whole sound of cuddlecore. So we're going to play Cub right after the first band who are associated with that sound and that scene, and they were called Mao. They were also on Mint Records, and they're most well known for being one of the very early projects of Nico Case. She was the drummer of this band, and so I believe at the time that they were really they were contemporaries of Cub, and really, you know, these two bands were really instrumental in getting the Mint Records name out and into the world. And the record label's gone strong ever since, of course. So I thought I'd play for you a couple of songs from the Mao record that came out in 1996. It's called The Unforgiving Sounds of Mao. Of course, it's spelled M-A-O-W, not Mao as in Chairman Mao, but Mao as in, I guess, the cat Mao. So I'm going to play for you a couple of tracks from that record, and then a couple of tracks from at least one track from Betty Cola by Cub. Because the second track I wanted to play is a cover. So the latest release from Mint Records, actually for Record Store Day, is going to be Tough Age doing a cover of a Cub song. So I think the song is called Nicholas Bragg. So I'll dig that up for you, the brand new track from Tough Age, but also play for you at least one of the tracks from the Betty Cola release, a classic release from Cub. So a real treat, especially if you're an Australian listener, to be able to listen now and find some of the roots of the Vancouver sound, I guess, from many years back in the 90s. So let's start it out. This is with Nico Case on drums in this band. This band is called Mao. And also featuring Toby Black on guitar and Karina Hammond on a bass guitar. And all three apparently were sharing the vocal duties on this record. Yeah.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Fantastic start to the show with some classic Vancouver music from the Mint Records roster. The two bands, I guess, that really kicked off the cuddlecore genre, as it was next, it was eventually known as. First up was Meow, and Cub was the second band. So we played two Meow songs. We played you, let's see what we got here. This is off the album, The Unforgiving Sounds of Meow. We played the song Sucker and Man's Got a Gun. And of course, that band featured Nico Case in a very early part of her career on drums and vocals. And then Cub, that classic band, who were, you know, yeah, really one of the first big Mint Records bands. They did a lot of touring, I believe, throughout the country. And I played for you a song called My Chinchilla, which is track 6 on Betty Cola, the record. And then track 8, it was called Nicholas Bragg. And you might have noticed the last two songs were the same song, different artists. So the first version was the Cub version, the original. And then I played for you the Tough Age cover, which is just going, it's just out on now on SoundCloud. And I believe this might be a special release for Record Store Day. Yeah, it is. So out now. And it's so Tough Age, who are a band who was on the current roster of Mint, paying homage to one of the original artists, the band Cub. So great, great song, and a very faithful rendition there from Tough Age. And again, I was inspired today because I've had a chance meeting with one of the members from Cub right here on the station. She was visiting Nardwa, I'm very happy that this occurred. I think we've got so much music from Mint Records to get to. I just really haven't played enough here on the show. So as I said last year, in the last few years, I've played way too much. I think older Australian music up front. So it's time to get more into the older Canadian music. So yeah, thanks for Nardwa introducing me today from Robin Iwata. She was right here in the studio, so I'm very honored. And so there you go, there is the music of Cub. And like I said, we've got so much more older Canadian music to get through, and it will happen. There's plenty. We'll be right back with The Church, because they're coming back to North America to tour on the strength of their brand new album. I'm very excited about that. And also something else, we have a ticket giveaway pretty soon as well for an Aussie hip hop act called Illy, who's going to be playing Vancouver pretty soon. So we'll be right back with The Church.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
No.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
So you're on Stranded, and any long-time listener of the show will know that I'm a huge fan of The Church. And if you are in Vancouver, you're going to be able to see them play on February 21st. That's right. They're going to be playing at the Rio Theatre. I'm extremely excited. And last time I saw them was in Seattle on the last tour a few years ago. And this time is the first time they played in Vancouver in a very, very long time. So let's get into some older music by The Church. Of course, you know, they did start as a more of a pop, you know, had a much stronger pop sound in the very early singles in the early 80s. But these days, I mean, they're a very, very sophisticated psychedelic rock band, and they do a lot of very intricate soundscapes. So the songs I'm going to play for you now are more closer to what you'll hear at the show. I'm going to finish off the set with the latest single as well. But we're going to start out first with a track from the 2002 record, After Everything Now This. This is the lead-off track called Numbers. So I hope you enjoy this. This is The Church.
Stars. Four for the wind and sand. Five. my hand on my heart. I got my heart on my mind. We drifted apart. I gotta jump on the clock. I gotta find me some time.
Thank you. This is Sasha Bilot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, here we are. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and really exciting stuff. The Church is returning to North America. They're doing a tour down the West Coast as far up as Vancouver. This is really exciting. If you're listening locally, you can catch them on the 21st of February, very soon. It's a Saturday, and it's at the Rio Theatre. Doors at 7:30, show at 8:30. Advance tickets are $30 at Red Cat, Zulu, and High Life. And if you're interested, our blog, I did some interviews with all four members of the band in the last time they were here. If you go to Ozstranded Radio, Ozstranded, ozstrandedradio.com, and if you look on the interview section, and you'll see Steve Kilby, you'll see Peter Koppus, and you'll see Marty Wilson Piper. all along, it's on the left-hand side, and Tim Powell's as well, the drummer. and you'll find really extensive interviews with all four members, and it's probably one of the most amazing experiences of my life to talk to these incredible musicians, and yeah, they'll be back. Of course, Marty Wilson Piper is not in the band anymore. There's a new replacement guitarist, but as you can hear from that last single, whoever's making the sounds on that, along with Peter Koppus, is still very, very good. So that song was called Vanishing Man, and it's from the record Further Deeper, which just came out here in North America. We have a ticket giveaway to give out very soon. just in a matter of minutes, actually, a gentleman named Illy is an Aussie hip-hop artist. I-L-L-Y is how you pronounce his name. And he'll be playing in Vancouver just a couple of days. Oh, dear. It's on the same night as the church. Well, I have to plug it anyway because I have tickets to give away. Maybe we'll get some tickets to the church next week. I can't guarantee, but we'll see. But anyway, this gentleman's playing on the same night. So, well, I guess typically people, you know, everyone doesn't like all music. So some people might really like hip-hop and not the church so much. So if you like hip-hop, have a listen for these next two songs. This gentleman is an Aussie hip-hop artist. And he's playing at Fortune Sound Club in Vancouver on the 21st, Saturday. So if you like this, you can phone through to 604-822-2487 to win. We have two free tickets to give away. So this is a song called Tightrope, a single from Illy. And again, 604-822-2487 to win two tickets to see this guy on the 21st of February.
I was like, what you want me to do? She was like, what you want me to choose? I was like, well, I didn't say that, but you know, help me help you. I'm on that balance beam to keep you happy. Or say, fuck it, stay mad at me. Know how that goes, drink, fight, patch things up in the back of a taxi. She could skate thin ice on wheels, and not once get wet. She could walk fine lines in heels, not one foot out of step. And I swear, I'll leave you swept off your feet. It's just, I guess, I'm falling hard myself here, yeah, over my head.
It's like I'm walking on a tightrope, and every step could be the one where I fall. It's like I'm running with a blindfold, and I could be wrong, but I don't know, I don't know.
Headed for the deep end, Thursday we fight and forget about the weekend. Fast learner, I figured out quick. With her, it's not the getting, it's the keeping. Cause she's a gem, so everyone wants her shining with them. Getting my bulldog on, bro, mind your step. Keep it on your side of the fence. I play my demos, won't ask once. Smile if she likes it, laugh if it sucks. Cold-blooded, she the first in my corner. But now, what's that if it ain't cold love? Huh? When it's all said and done, baby ain't happy till my head's spun. So I might get lucky, I might get none. Like I'm right back at square one. Feels like
I'm walking on a tightrope, and every step could be the one where I fall. It's like I'm running with a blindfold, and I can't help but feel that I'm about to lose control. It's like I'm walking on a tightrope, running with a blindfold, falling with my eyes closed.
Whoa. It's like so in the background there is Illy, an Aussie hip-hop artist playing in Vancouver on the 21st. If you're listening live and you're interested in two tickets, 604-822-2487, and you could go along to Fortune Sound Club on the 21st. That's Illy, and the phone number 604-822-2487.
It's like I'm running with a blindfold, and I can't help but feel that I'm about to lose control. It's like I'm walking on a tightrope, running with a blindfold, falling with my eyes closed. It's like I'm walking on a tightrope, and I could be wrong.
Yeah, now, I don't mean to brag, but I'm a
big city kid, gone with the wind, shoot from the hip, and all across the world, no difference. Every city in the world at home within. Man, it could be nothing like the high life shit. Still a sucker for a skyline, the open road's fine to write a couple of lines, but the cities tell the story of a lifetime. Cut, lights, camera, action, it's all that, everything you imagine. It's right there, you could reach out and grab it. Dreams turn reality, big smoke magic. Maybe I'm biased, and maybe the setup. Maybe it's just that I don't know no better. City don't sleep, speakers at 11. If they got a question, this is what I tell them. Them
city streets are endless, them bright lights catch the eye. We push it to the limit, we build it to the sky. And anything can happen, it's on you to roll the dice. Hold tight and get ready to ride. I'm home, and I'm one for the city tonight. Said I'm home, and I'm one for the city tonight.
Yeah, you can live a dream, have it fall in your lap. Fall in love or fall through the cracks. Tough call to avoid those traps, but in high stakes business, you're gonna get that. Take it from the streets to the penthouse suites. All you need is a dream and belief, a little luck and a bit of guts to achieve. Heart of the city, belly of the beast. Yeah, what you pay for, cheap thrills ain't cheap. Pay a high price if you wanna taste free. All the glitters ain't always what it seems, but that's fine with me. This is where I wanna be, amongst the bright lights and the beat of the city. In any direction, people are with me. We get busy. What a trip, what a blessing. They want a question, so I tell them.
So we still have one more ticket to give away to the artist you're hearing in the background. His name is Illy, Aussie hip-hop artist. If you're live in Vancouver listening, you can catch him on the 21st of February at Fortune Sound Club, 604-822-2487, if you'd like a ticket. That's Illy.
This is Zach from Black Breath, and you are listening to the Flex Your Head show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
Thanks for tuning in. That's some Aussie hip-hop there, a guy called Illy, I-L-L-Y. And we have one more ticket to give away, 604-822-2487, if you're listening live here in Vancouver. He is playing at Fortune Sound Club on the 21st. It's a Saturday. And you can get a ticket, 604-822-2487. But in the meantime, let's get into some more new music. This is a real treat. This band Feed Time are a legendary outsider rock band from Australia. And they haven't been, they're not the most prolific band in the world, but there was a compilation that Sub Pop Records in the States put together last year to showcase the awesome work that these guys did many, many years ago. And in the midst of that, they decided to start playing some music again and writing new songs. So Sub Pop has just released this as a brand new single. This is Feed Time, fantastic heavy band from Australia, very underrated, not particularly well known, but very well regarded by a lot of people in the Seattle grunge scene. They're really seen as one of the real influences on that scene, along with the Cosmic Psychos. So here is a brand new track from the Australian band Feed Time. just released on Sub Pop Records. It's called Flat Iron. A change of pace for us. We'll be right back.
backseat Buick, window sills smeared with
lipstick.
Gotta get this package open. It's tape. So what's it say? February 1st, 2015. Why, that's today.
This corridor, we got the net. Fiber, are we issuing virus?
Was very
quick.
What could any of this mean? What does it mean?
Unlock the secrets of this February's Discorder with feature articles on Freak Heat Waves, Brass, Did You Die, New Balance, Natasha Broad, and CITR's Fun Drive. Concert reviews, venue updates, illustration and short fiction. Unearth it all in this month's issue. Available around town and at local venues. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Vinyl Records, Rickshaw Theater, Live Van, Recruit in Canada, The Fox Cabaret, AMS Events, Extra Living, and Union Events.
All makes sense now.
This corridor, not magazine at home. You see, yeah.
So, three new tracks there from Australia here on Stranded. First up, at the top of the set, we had Feed Time. They're a band from the past, more or less, a really renowned heavy band, really from an outsider scene from the 80s and 90s, but they have been championed by Sub Pop Records with a recent compilation, and they decided to create some brand new music too. So that is actually a brand new song that's been released on Sub Pop. It's called Flat Iron. The band is Feed Time. They're quite legendary in the underground world. Next up was the unmistakable sounds of Courtney Barnett with her latest single, Pedestrian at Best. It's on her full length. It's going to be out pretty soon, called Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. And finally, there was Twerps with Stranger from the Range Anxiety record. They'll be in this part of the world too. They're touring from Australia all the way to North America. We'll tell you about that in the coming weeks. Now, if you were listening a couple of weeks ago, we introduced listeners to a special guest, Larissa Tandy. She is a Melbourne-based singer-songwriter, but she has relocated to Vancouver. And she was a special guest on the show a few weeks back. She played three acoustic tracks here, and she also shared lots of her recommendations from Melbourne music. Now, I'm going to play for you a brand new single she's just released. It's called Shut Down. And if you wanted to check out the interview and live session we hosted here on Stranded, go to ozstrandedradio.com and click on the interviews tab, and it'll be right there. So here it is, Larissa Tandy. Thanks for coming down, Larissa, a few weeks back and introducing yourself. And we'll be hearing a lot more from her, I believe, because she's based here in the city now. Here's the single that she's recorded, and she plays with a group called the Strine Singers. This song's called Shut Down.
It'll make you feel better. Oh,
especially when you feel shut down. For me, daddy, ain't it plain to see? The sun's come out, out from the clouds.
That's a wonderful track there. An artist that was introduced to us by Larissa Tandy, a recent guest of ours. This artist is from Melbourne. Her name is Emma Donovan. So more specifically, Emma Donovan and the Putbacks. And she has a record out called Dawn. And that's a wonderful, soulful track there called Daddy. So when Larissa Tandy was in here in the studio, she played three of her songs, and she recommended some fantastic Melbourne artists, and that was one of the ones on her list. And, of course, Larissa Tandy's brand new single was before that track. It is called Shut Down, and we'll be hearing more from her because she's based in Vancouver but still maintaining her career in Australia. She's going to tour back there in March, I believe. So, as I said, we if you'd like to listen to the interview and live session we had, go to ausstrandedradio.com and click on the interview tab and you'll see Larissa Tandy there. Okay, so we'll be right back with some Canadian music for the rest of the show. But first up, this is one of the segments from the Resignating Reconciliation Project, which honours the First Nations of Canada. And this segment here specifically talks about honouring the apology. This was put together last year, this series, for the NCRA, National Campus Community Radio Association.
At your school, I was just 8 years old.
Gayla Kassler. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This PSA was cut from a rally called Honor the Apology in Ottawa, Ontario. Those speaking are Clayton Thomas Mueller, Melody McIver, and Jocelyn Ayatoll.
Today, across this country they call Canada, is a day where we're asking for truth to come to the surface so that we can actually begin a conversation about reconciliation. Today, Canadians, newcomers, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples from all walks of life and religious denominations will reflect upon the impacts of Canada's residential schools. The burden of this experience has been on your shoulders for far too long. The burden is properly ours as a government and as a country. There is no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever again prevail. You have been working on recovering from this experience for a long time, and in a very real sense, we are now joining you on this journey. That was Stephen Harper in 2008. Unfortunately, the burden of this experience has not been shared. We believe it is time for us to all face what happened during one of the most violent policies in this country's history. We believe it is time to take a journey of honesty together. We now know that there is tangible violations of the Geneva Code on Genocide, that this country has committed crimes of genocide unequivocally against Indigenous peoples.
School, when we speak to the 60 scoop, when we speak to the day school, we speak it about it as if it's in the history. But our children are dying and suffering.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to the shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Okay, so let's get into Canadian music for the rest of the show. This is an artist from Saskatchewan, Saskatoon in particular. He goes by the name Dumb Angel. Dumb Angel, and this is a track called Wanted, Needed, Loved from a record which is available on the 7th of April 2015 on Clamour Records. And let's see, I had a little something. Yeah, there are some tour dates also happening. But yeah, I think you can find more information about that online. Let's get into the track. This is Dumb Angel from Saskatoon.
Thank you.
Thank you. you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad. No, that's all that is.
All right, we're nearing the end of the show. We're into the Canadian music section, brand new Canadian music. First up was Dumb Angel, a solo artist from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. We heard a track from his brand new record, Broken Glass. The song was called Wanted, Needed, Loved. And next up was Paper Lions. Now, they're from a very small town somewhere in Canada called the town of Belfast. It's a rural town. I'm not entirely sure what province that's from, but apparently they made it all the way to Australia recently. They played in Australia on a tour. So well done, Paper Lions from the small town of Belfast, somewhere in Canada, in the eastern parts. And next was a band from Lethbridge, Alberta, called Mormon Girls. And I played you a track called Boy from the Farm Sessions EP. This is a show all about Australian and Canadian independent music. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com. And we are also on Twitter at ozstranded. And we have just about time for one more song. And I wanted to introduce you to Ashley Shadow. So this is her debut single, but she has been part of the Vancouver music community for a long time. She was once a member of The Organ, a very prominent band from many years ago. She's actually the twin sister of Amber Webber from Black Mountain. And she has an extraordinary voice herself, and she's lent her talents to different projects around the city, but this is her first major release for her. It's an EP, and this first song is called All For You. So this is Ashley Shadow from Vancouver, BC.
Doing this all for you. Your chances can't wait for me. You have a future, it's plain to see. Leave all your worries behind. Leave all your worries behind. Luck has been a cold-hearted dream. It could never last for me. You'd be better off by feeling free. That's what I've always believed. That's what I've always believed.
Yeah.
forcing your eyes into a blind mind, forcing your heart back to life. I'm doing this all for you. I'm doing this all.
Margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, butter, margarine, nuts and sausage, pork, beef, cheese, whole milk, margarine, nuts and sausage.
Press 1 if you are tripping balls. Press 2, if you are planning to trip balls. Press 3, if all the balls have been tripped, yet